Welcome to a Motivation Monday here on the Character Chronicles, the People's Show, where we take the pulse of Husky Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. I just got my swole on. I suffered through cardio. I'm ready to face the week, ladies and gentlemen. But the topic at hand today is, hey, you can never ever or underestimate the value of a backup quarterback. Husker fans learned that in 1994. Eagles fans learned that just a couple years ago when Carson Wentz got injured. Nick Foles stepped up, led him to the Super Bowl. So the question is, I'm pretty sure we know who our starting quarterback is going to be. Probably Adrian Martinez, if I had to guess. But who's going to be that backup? All right, Adrian missed a game last year. I hope he never misses another game for the rest of his career, but you never know what can happen. Now, we have every single quarterback back from last year that was in that quarterback's room once Tristan Jebbia transferred. And then we've added a couple of guys this year as well. I'm going to start right off the top with last year's backup, the only upperclassman in the quarterback room right now. Every single quarterback we have right now is a sophomore or younger, other than Andrew Bunch, who's a junior who did start a game last year when Adrian Martinez was out. And Andrew did some pretty good things. Andrew showed that he's capable of leading the team and being a quarterback of the team. Next up on the list is Noah Vedral. All right, now, I remember watching Noah a couple years ago. He was the backup as a true freshman at UCF a couple years ago when they went undefeated. And I remember watching that Navy game. All right, when the starting quarterback went down for UCF, in came Noah Vedral as a true freshman. He led them to a victory against a very good Navy team on the road. So he showed he's capable. And he has the most experience in this offense. Every quarterback's going into their second season. He's going into his third season in this offense. So he's a very capable backup as well. And then you got true freshman Luke McCaffrey. Now, I had the opportunity of watching him play in high school, and Luke is a dynamic player. Now, when I was recently there at the stadium, I talked to one of the strength coaches, and the strength coaches said, hey, I mean, we haven't lined everybody up and raced him, but he might be the fastest guy on the team. And if you watch Luke, he might be the fastest guy on the team. It would surprise me a little bit because there's some burners at wide receiver, but Luke's got a lot of speed. All right, he's also got a lot of good arm strength. He's impressed ever since he got on campus there in January, whether it be in the weight room, pressing the strength coaches. And when I went to talk to him, I was talking to the quarterback's coach, Mario Verduzco. I said, hey, where's Luke? He's in the quarterback's room studying film right now by himself. And so he's done a lot of things the right way. And he's a guy that I get excited about. In fact, I mean, he's really, really good. But Adrian's a starter. And Luke's still a freshman. So keep that in mind. Take this with a grain of salt. But it's like, how are you going to both on the field if Luke's going to be such a good player? How do you figure that out? You know, so I don't think we have any sort of a quarterback dilemma or anything like that. But part of me is like, well, they could redshirt him. And then he could have 2 years of eligibility once Adrian Martinez goes pro. If Adrian goes pro early, if that's what's best for him, we'll see what happens when that time gets here. Then Luke could potentially have 3 years to play. But it's an interesting scenario. All right, so those are the top three candidates. But let's not forget all the guys in that quarterback room, because the walk-on program is returning. Husker Power is returning. Developing players better than anybody else in the entire country is returning to the Nebraska football program. So you never know who could pop up, who could step up, who could make a difference. A la going back to 1994 when Frazier and Behringer were out against Kansas State. In comes Matt Sherman. Now, let's look at some of these other guys. Matt Masker, a sophomore out of Kearney, Nebraska. Braden Miller, a freshman out of Kearney, Nebraska. And Riley Kinney, a freshman out of Loveland, Colorado. And I know they're probably going to move him to wide receiver. That is the plan. And if there weren't so many young quarterbacks, I would say, hey, this guy's a bit of a late bloomer. I had the chance to watch him play as well. He's a guy who could do some things at quarterback as well, potentially in the future. But moving him to wide receiver, there's only so many quarterbacks you can put on the field. So you got six potential backups here. The top three guys are probably Andrew Bunch, Noah Vedral, and Luke McCaffrey. The guy I'm going to predict to win that backup job, unless they redshirt him, is most likely true freshman Luke McCaffrey. But we got three guys who've proven they can be the backups, and we got other guys who can step up as well. I'm going to go with Luke McCaffrey as my favorite to win that job, unless they redshirt him at the moment. All right, Husker fans, until next time, go Big Red. Suffer through that cardio, and always remember to throw the bird. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.